A leper came to Jesus and kneeling down begged him, saying, "If you wish, you can make me clean." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm sure brevity is appreciated, and so we'll seek that today. This leper comes to the Lord, laying his life before him, and he asks the Lord with a challenging statement. He says, "Lord, if you want to do it, you can make me clean." There's a powerful statement in what the leper says to the Lord. I don't need to tell you about the infectious quality of leprosy, about the way it was perceived, and the reason why they were put outside the camp. That's in the book of Leviticus, which we had for in the first reading. And there's a nurse here, maybe she would be able to tell it a whole lot better than I would be able to. But this unclean man comes to the Lord and says, "If you wish it, you can do it." What does it take in a person to reveal something about themselves, of a weakness? Maybe think about it in yourself. If you have something which is not desirable, if you have a quality about yourself which is not your best, if you have something about yourself which is vulnerable, is that something that you're usually willing to go up and tell another person about? Some of you have been married here, or are married. Others of you have been in relationships with others. Still others of you have deep and dear friends. How easy is it for you to share a darkness that exists within your soul with such a person of intimacy? Realize that these are supposed to be the most trusted persons in your life. Persons who you've entered under a bond of solemn betrothal and matrimony, which cannot be broken in this life. A dear bond of intimate friendship, which you swear yourselves untoward unto others. And what difficulty do we have often sharing those blemishes upon our conscience, those secret sins, those difficulties? How hard is it to share that I'm struggling with this, or here's my weakness? And yet, this man says, before everybody, obviously, which is why it is recorded in Scripture, he says aloud, "Lord, if you wish it, you can make me clean." He has a profound trust in Christ. And so too, and that's what our Lord is always desiring of you and I, to do the same. To be like the leper. To admit that we have something that is wrong in the center of who we are, something that is not attractive, something which is pustulant. And this is something which, if we go to the Lord and say, "If you wish it to make me clean, you can." But it also betrays something that, well, maybe, Lord, you don't really want me to be clean. What if that thing in me is something that's too much even for him? What if it's a hardship that even my God doesn't really want to be around? Because I know he hates sin. Can I really show that to him? Maybe he doesn't want to heal it anyway. These are the thoughts which creep into our heart when we are in a place of desolation, when we're under the power of the evil one, when we're influenced by the enemy of our human nature, as Saint Ignatius of Loyola speaks about it, the world, the flesh, and the devil, and seek to dissuade us from finding healing and health in the only place where it truly can be found. But the only thing that's holding you and I back, typically, from finding healing is a willingness to expose that to the Lord. We know about that in his healing power within the confessional. But what about exposing it to him in prayer? You and I have a very privileged moment here today that our Lord will be here. He is here in the tabernacle, hiding, waiting for us. But in the moment of the consecration, he will become real for us here upon this altar, taking on the form of simple bread and wine and transforming it fully into his own person, living here with you and I. This is what the church teaches and what we know by faith to be the reality. Do we make use of that reality when we're present at Mass? One thing that you should be challenged to do today is to act like the leper. He came to our Lord Jesus and kneeling down begged him. In just a moment, when our Lord comes down and heaven enters down upon this altar in the hands of the priest, won't you be on your knees too? The question is, though, will you, like this leper, beg of him anything? Will you dare to expose anything to him? He already knows it anyway. Will you entrust him with that thing which is pustulant within your life, that darkness which is there? And will you say, Lord, if you will to do it, you can make this part of me clean, which I know is sullied and dirty. Every time we come to Mass, we have that opportunity to expose that. He is there. He sees everything. He knows everything. And he's waiting for you and I to make use of the healing power that he has just in coming down upon the altar. To expose that to him and say, Lord, I've struggled with this for so long in my life. If you will it, I know you can do it. Will you do it, Lord? Our Lord, all he's waiting to do is for us to expose it to him and to entrust it to his healing touch. Just as a nurse or a doctor isn't able to heal unless the patient exposes the wound and lets the doctor apply the salve, allow him to do the surgery, allow him to enter into the place which is covered in filth, that he might clean it up. So too our Lord waits for our permission for it to be exposed. And it's something that can happen not only in the confessional, but also here at Mass. I'll share with you something of a prayerful plea given us by a blessed of the Church, Blessed Concepcion Cabrera de Amada. She's the Mexican known as Blessed Conchita. She founded, I believe, a number of Mexican religious orders hail her as their foundress, including the Missionaries of the Holy Spirit, which I believe have some way of touching us here in the Archdiocese. These are her words. She prays this way. Maybe it's your prayer too. She says, Lord, let me tell you that I perceive and feel your presence, that I possess you, that I touch you, that I adore you, that I love you. I have no other love but you. I know you are my supreme good. You are my life. You are my heaven. You are my only desire. I know that all other loves, as great as they may be, are loves that have human limitations. Although they are pure and maybe legitimate in their own origin, but they're only so because they can be sanctified by contact with you. I know that all these loves you've given to me are also yours, oh my Jesus. Right now, I feel lost in and absorbed in your heart, my Lord Jesus. You are the master of my whole life. My whole being is consumed with an ardent love for you. And I look and I look. And I turn to look again at that consecrated host. Its whiteness, it dazzles me. Its brilliant rays wound my soul to its utmost depths, revealing to me all its defects and deformities. Who can call himself pure in the presence of purity itself? Who is without spot before the spotless presence of Jesus? Who can think himself humble in the presence of him who is hidden under the form of bread? Who can say that he suffers in the presence of the man of sorrows? Who will believe himself innocent before the Immaculate Lamb? Oh, my Lord, in your presence, I feel great love for you. That is a burning love, which in uniting me to you consumes all the vileness of my poor heart. A love which purifies and transforms me and takes me to that purest of hosts, the very abode of love. O Jesus of the Eucharist, O consecrated host, O envied monstrance, O blessed ciborium, beloved of my heart. The tabernacle is my treasure, and far or near, my eyes never lose sight of it, for it contains the God of love. This is a woman who understands what power his presence is for you and I in the Mass, in the Eucharist, in the host, in the ciborium, in the tabernacle. It is the one who recognizes and adores the Lord and that has access to that same healing power. Wherever it is that this gospel touches you or these words of Blessed Conchita, ask for that grace, that whatever that defect of love that as spotless or as deformed within your own heart, may by the healing power of God who is really here, Lord, if you really wish it, you can actually make me clean. And wait for our Lord to reach from that host and give you that mystical touch of his love, stretching out to you and say, maybe you're not entirely sure that I can do it, but I do will it. And so you can be made clean. This is always the will of our Lord. Entrust the wound to him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.